businessmen, they want to hunker around and...
Well, with the bipolar disorder, you know, just, in the somewhat the same position, but don't treat it the same way, so...
Which they took it, because of their support in National Defense, they're always welcome here.
Harden and Linderman for a minute, I want to say goodbye, they're going to Texas.
Oh, I thought Conley was going with him, he's not.
Apparently he's not, he's been going back and forth, I'm glad he goes to Southern, I should probably should. I think it's better if he doesn't.
I don't think he should go either, because put up too much like Texas.
For us, I think it's very different, but it's better.
Targo.
True. So... Question on the JCs tomorrow, they're going to present, and we had had that scheduled for no press coverage. Because we're going to get the press thing I guess, but they're going to have a resolution supporting you on Southeast Asia. And with that in mind, the question arises, whether you should let them have press coverage, or assuming you're going to stay down, and of course, give you a big cheer. And that thing to do.
Then once it's done, I want to press out there, see. I don't want them to stay afterwards. I want to get them the hell out, so I can go on to my own view.
And then they're only for the presentation?
Yeah, they can come in for which will be at the...
Photo on the pool.
I don't think we want them in for any length of time.
And now, so the president, make remarks.
Who, President of the JC?
No, for you to be able to make some remarks to the JC, then have to...
Sure, I want to make remarks.
We were going to do it for a pretty brief thing anyway, so why not just leave the press there? Or not have the press at all?
This is a particular...
Again, monumental coverage through the JCs anyway. So there's worth...
Why don't you just get them?
We've got two other stories going.
Oh, yeah.
We've got the farm story going, and you got
the farm story is nothing.
The Red Cross thing tied to the POWs.
That's more important.
We have the resolution in the war.
Yeah.
We don't have the resolution.
We're trying to get one.
But they're going to have one now. So if we can put out the story that they did that about having
so much
of a thing.
Cut them command photographic coverage. Send the resolution, that'd be hard.
Yeah, then.
Or just let all issue.
Let all issue.
Let all issue.
You left it. If you have the press in, then they have to have that right to pool in.
Well, they just have all issue and give them a copy of the.
I say to you, what you'll say to them, sure it's going to do us any harm outside.
Well, let the pool cover it just as much. Correct. I don't want 18 cameras in there, you know what I mean? And a great big, Well, we did the hard hats. Well, they, I think they were on burials, but they had to be. It's the only thing to do. They're our friends, and we don't keep them out because they have to oppose us. That ending was kind of this. We're going to deal with it. They know it's true, too. Further than the answer, I'm sure we're in there on the table. Who's this in the partisan institution? Then you're kind of standing behind. When we needed you, you're always welcome to see them. Just go up right with the chair and agree.
Yeah.
They'll go home and tell their wives and I'll tell the other members and that doesn't hurt about them. But we've had people up at the convention today and the reaction has been good. They did. And these folks will go back and say they had a good meeting with you and they'll be able to say we told the president.
So God, I was president this big respect and action.
Right. Do something about control. Patience and compassion.
non-veterans who want to join with them.
Can we get any kind of honest reporters to go in and say how many are veterans and how many are not? That's all being done now, huh?
RIO or not?
It's hard to do. Reporters don't want to find out, do they?
Well, they get a revenue story of saying that veterans demonstrating against the war and the fellow taking years out of his pocket, and then they really don't want to expose it. They get better news. Most of the reporters get a better story the way it's worded on.
Well, how many of they had? What kind of turnout do you think?
I haven't heard any report today that they expected.
Can we get a redeeming honor reporter? Why don't we put a guy with a tag on press, you know, someday thing, and let it go down. Let's find out how way your money. You're going to find out this is a phony deal. A hell of a lot of it, huh?
Well, we've checked out a number of the leaders. There's no question. So.
Is that right?
There are some very questionable sources of money like that.
Let's start getting that out.
You should have heard from the call, incidentally, taken off on the Republicans in the Senate today. So it's not them either. He swore like Camille says, "Do the men up there look at any or not?" It's terrible. He was thinking about it. Says to you, he says these guys on the other side, they're out to kill. He says they laid low for a little while, and that driver, they're out to kill you. He said they're trying to beat you bullet. They're beating your brains out. He says, none of your guys are standing up there and fighting back enough. Now, you really laid in the rigor, heard it all, so, and blue. I don't know, can you do anything, Chuck, about it, or is it just impossible to get none of our guys, or do our guys? You see, basically, the Southern Democrat needs to see a Republican kick him out. And he said,
I think our goal is,
you think the country well.
Why aren't they doing that, Mr. President? They're learning. You know, it's amazing. How inept they were. They used to go out and just give a speech. Now they're, and hope that somebody would listen. Now they're getting releases out a day in advance.
Yesterday,
two stories that were gotten out because they're finally getting the technique, getting the stuff out early. And the number of them are stiffening up a bit, I think he said. How good it was. Yes, down ahead, but they're really articulate.
Yeah, I know. Spokesman. There's no question, Chuck, that the country is up here. It's whether baseball is reflected, you know what I mean? We know that. The country, it's everything. You know, the market's going up. You know how these things are. And, the war issues, cool, some of the China thing screws up the lips, and they aren't going a hell of a lot. Don't you agree with this,
sir?
This is really the problem. And our guys have. They're just as much
they're more cautious. Even the tough guys on our side tend to be cautious. They're not as demagogic as the Democrats, but I don't want this purpose.
Did you find out the age of that woman that's in the bomb?
Yes, she was only 27 or 28. It was that the knitted flag from the lady that said they restitched for the Something Good in America was a young lady who came in with Congressman Marsh and her 3 or 4 or 5 year old child. Presented it to you. Then the one from the old lady, that was the flag. The one from the old lady was the president's seal.
She didn't say that. Okay. Oh, the flag's better.
The flag is better. And you just say a lady.
I got it. Sorry, I just thought if she was old, I was going to say it. I think you may find that your House and Senate group is, now why are we having the Senate loyalists tomorrow? Who the hell are they?
That's a rigid list.
And
Tower Bellin.
That's all right, they're good.
And Bill Hanson, Baker, Brock. And that five of them that are up for re-election that are solid.
They're all coming to. The main thing is, before they come in, have them be upbeat. Don't have them come in and whine around and bitch about this project and that project and this cabinet officer. Most senators and congressmen, they come in, are really disasters because not at all I don't call them. He doesn't talk about his state of projects. Our Republicans come in and whine and bitch.
they, I don't know what the hell. This is because we coddle it too much. What do you think, Chuck?
No, I think it's because they're
Republicans.
We're in power, and they expect they're going to get catered to.
They should wind and bitch to McGregor and the others outside. They come in here, they should say, now what the hell can we do to help? We're all in the battle together. And they're all going to be affected by it.
I can give them that kind of stuff.
You should give them that kind of process. I know it's going to be rude, boys, but it's still a little, it's still a gun hole. When's the House rule? Not this week, I would say.
Yeah, take it, doesn't take it.
Patrick Hall Road is the revenue sharing group. Yeah, in which I'm not too damn interested, but that's all right, I'll see them. We've got about as much sex appeal as you said would. Well, except for this, that she has managed to have some guys out positively running around the country.
All right.
Tell them
how to. And they're enthusiastic.
Gee, Doc's got nut cutting fires up there, you know. But just think what a difference it's made to have Bill as national chairman.
Mm-hmm.
Are you agree with me,
sir?
I mean, you never saw Mark make the papers, did you? Not this way. He didn't make the papers. Hell, I know it. He got little listen then. Dole's up there kicking in the balls.
Doing it very, very effectively.
Well, it gets under their eye, too, and
lighting on Muskie. Also have a story breaking on Muskie this week about the central overcoming time of the main sugar plant that's just going bankrupt. And involved the administration advanced $13 million in loans during the Johnson years.
$13 million?
Some sugar plant. There have been some very questionable deals with Muskie's people approving loans and EDA. Promise not to break that business.
Good.
I think we may be grinding.
That's that one that Paul and I were playing with for a long time. I didn't want to spend much money on it.
Just and he's got to start working on Hubert, too.
Well, he's got it. He's got Paul and I does on Hubert.
That's right.
He's got that problem. Well,
actually, let me say this. We've got a lot better temper going for us, I think, than these guys realize. What do you think, Chuck?
I think so.
I mean, they started with basically at the break, the Cali thing. Nobody thought it was a break at the time, but the quick Cali action
through everything.
Quick Cali action. I mean, at first it knocked us down, and then whack, and then this April 7th speech, and then, of course, the silly little Chinese thing. So much.
And the hope
as the economy coming the same week.
The feeling that
people now know, they're all arguing, as I said to these guys, I said, look, you're arguing about, well, is it as much or is it this or that? I said, the only question is not whether, it's how much.
Mm-hmm.
That's the argument. Don't you? And our Democratic friends have a little trouble with that, don't they?
Sure do.
And have a lot of trouble with it.
I think that
very reflective.
How do you feel about that?
Written in a very sophisticated way, the average person won't get the full import of what he's saying. But he's saying that things here, things really are pretty good. The country's really in a pretty good mood.
That is what we're trying to tell everybody.
Yeah.
In spite of what the press keeps
I think you'll see more of that.
We reflected this, of course, around this shop. That was the point, incidentally, when he had me, he said the thing that you all must do is play that all the time, in every way, everybody who goes out, talk Buckbeak on everything, and don't keep saying we still got a lot of tough problems to solve.
All right,
go out and say, isn't it great the way the economy's going up, isn't it great the way the war's ending, isn't it great the way that we got these great new programs, and isn't it great that we're going to have welfare reform? Don't be pessimistic, be optimistic, be upbeat.
That's the trouble with our people. They're all
just
going to our past.
Don't analyze the goddamn thing, just babble.
Yeah, don't go into the thing, the problems we inherited and the rest.
That's right, because that's the other thing. So don't bitch about the
problems we inherited. Problem.
Forget about your Nike gear.
No, in other words, don't get it.
Today. Get it back to my nightmare dream.
That's right.
We've been through the nightmare.
Now we can dream again.
Right future.
And just talk about that.
Because if you talk about it, it'll make
us. Everyone wants to be here a little good news. And one of the reasons they do is this.
otherwise should the newspapers have given us so much bad news?
Well, and he said, because people want the good news, they're not going to like it. They're going to like the people that tell them good news, they're not going to like the people that tell them bad news. And your opposition's got to go around bitching, because that's what they have to do.
You might start getting in line, quit running America now. Let's throw, have somebody make a hell of a speech over there, if you can, and write it. Quit running America now. These people are running America now.
And that means we got to quit attacking them too, though.
Attacking them.
Did you?